Nolte, club owners blame Will Smith for Dave Chappelle assault. By John Nolte on May 5, 2022. It's happened again. Another comedian at another high-profile event in Hollywood was physically attacked on stage. This time it was Dave Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl. Tuesday night at the Netflix is a joke festival, and in the middle of his stand-up performance, Chappelle was attacked by a man carrying a knife disguised as a gun. Luckily, only the attacker, a 23-year-old man who's since been charged with assault with a deadly weapon, was injured. But here we go again. Comedy club owners, who know of what they speak, are correctly blaming Will Smith for setting this precedent, for giving people the idea it's virtuous to physically assault a comedian who offends you. There are plenty of others to blame for this. I'll get to them in a second, but here's the story from Fox News. Following the aftermath, Fox News Digital spoke with the Laugh Factory Club's owner, Jamie Masada, who said he believes Smith's actions at the 94th Academy Awards towards Chris Rock all but opened the door for showgoers to at least attempt to make a statement by attacking whichever performer is on stage at the moment. "People are going on the stage just trying to make a name for themselves," he shared, adding, "and I think what Will Smith did actually encouraged the violence, and that's a horrible thing. We've got to stop violence," the businessman, who is also a comedian in his own right, said. "We've got to bring people together. Laughter is supposed to bring people together. Laughter is supposed to make peace." That's exactly right. Will Smith planted the seed of something that was once unthinkable and showed the world how easy it is to become famous. Language warning. But this was more than just a tackle. This guy was allegedly holding a knife. You don't bring a knife to become famous. You bring a knife to commit a murder. But it's not just Will Smith who's to blame. Let's not forget the Oscar and the two standing ovations he received less than an hour after he assaulted Chris Rock. Yes, all the beautiful people stood and cheered. Let's not forget all the people who defended Will Smith afterwards, who praised him for protecting his wife, the vile Jada Pinkett Smith. And most of all, let's not forget that for the past 10 years, Democrats, the corporate media, Hollywood, academia, and big tech have deliberately equated words with violence as a means to justify actual violence against their enemies on the political right and to justify the creation of the Democrat Party's brown shirts in Antifa. That is why this is happening, and as someone who did stand up a few times about 100 years ago, and I wasn't bad, I'll have you know, you cannot imagine how vulnerable you feel up there, how alone and naked. Hopefully, the left has finally gone too far. Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle are not Donald Trump. When a terrorist attempted to tackle Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign, CNN, a left-wing propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, attempted to turn Trump's attacker into a folk hero. Well, Rock and Chappelle are widely respected on both sides of the political divide, even by those of us who disagree 90% of what they say. And to see the fallout from the left's campaign to justify violence against speech hit these guys might finally make enough people realize Democrats have gone too far. I can tell you one thing for sure. This attack on Chappelle is another demerit against any comeback Will Smith had in mind. You built that, Will. You did. You unleashed this. You. Way to role model, role model. And no amount of goofy guruism changes any of that.